All right, so we're outside watching the day go by.
That's one way to look at it.
No, Kim and I just ate and are just hanging out on the porch, and I have a question.
Sure, what's your question?
Well, welcome to Skim, first of all.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you inviting me.
Not really a question, I guess. It's more of a statement. A whole bunch of people arrived here tonight.
Not our house,
but in front of us here, because they're parking here and stuff, because they're across the way at these townhomes. They're all fancied up.
Our neighborhood is having some shindig tonight.
Like a big party, but not just a party. Like, everyone is dressed like... I've never seen better dressed people.
It looks like they have a theme to it. Because the women were all wearing flappers, but the men were in tuxedo or suits and bow ties.
So you think they're going for like a 20s party thing?
Yeah, but it could be a wedding. We don't know. We weren't invited, so that's okay, though.
How much COVID-19 are at parties like this?
I would worry.
I would worry, too, a little bit.
I would be stressed about being around everyone. One out of the, four or five couples that walked in, one couple did have masks.
Did have masks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what they should do is just pretend like they're from 1918.
And wear masks for the different reasons.
Yeah, wear a mask and pretend like they're staying away from the Spanish flu.
There you go.
Which killed 50 million people worldwide.
That's a theme party.
That's a party.
Holy crap.
Anyway, it was just kind of weird. And they were all just sort of skulking around here.
Don't think you're going to put that on the invite.
Kim and I got... It's Friday. What day is it? Saturday night?
It's Saturday.
So Kim and I were thinking, hey, we should get some food. So Kim ordered food from a place called Cubby's that we like a lot. And got salads because we're healthy like that, you know?
Because we're healthy like that.
Except for that cake I ate yesterday. I wasn't supposed to.
Well, you got to splurge a little every
once. Oh, you weren't telling me then that, or were that then?
That's true, because it was mine.
That's why? Now this makes sense. Now I see why you're so mad.
Because you ate the rest of my cake.
Let them have cake, is what I remember.
So you're saying let him have cake?
Let me have cake. So, anyway, the DoorDash lady, her name is F, by the way.
I saw that.
Yeah. That's a weird way to...
Hey, look, she's just...
Why can't you make up a cool name? Like, I don't know, Sprinkler Bean or Potato Nut or something. Something cool. Like that, just F.
You're going to make up a name for yourself.
Anyway, she pulls up, has her bag, it's walking around our porch. We're being dead silent and sitting right here in the corner of the porch.
Yes, so I feel bad because I think we scared her.
I did scare her. I saw her. Because I stood up and went, oh, hey, hello. She went, brr.
Scott's scaring the delivery people now. Great.
Did you almost call her the help?
No.
You did.
The delivery. I was going to say, couldn't think of F. It was like the H.
The H, the help.
What, the H?
I think you almost called her
the help. Oh, my gosh, stop it.
How rude. Anyway.
Rude.
It all went fine. We gave her a water bottle. At first, she was like, oh, no, I'm F. I don't need it.
We give all the delivery people a water bottle.
I don't effing need a water bottle, she says. Well, her name's F.
Not cool. Stop it.
and then she took it and said thank you and left, and it was fine. We had a salad and it was lovely.
We had a salad.
It's currently like 93 degrees.
It's warm out here.
It was 99 today.
Super nice. And we had the baby boy today because Taylor and Dylan were doing some home repair. Not repair. What's
home improvement?
Improvement. That's the
They're
word.
They're putting in new flooring and something with their cabinets.
No, the cabinets thing was part of the flooring deal.
Oh.
They were having a tough time getting the old laminate. Apparently, they put the cabinets on top of the old laminate whenever they installed it.
The people who installed it.
When it was brand new.
That's because everyone cuts corners on new things.
Well, I don't even know if that's a corner cutting thing. I think that's just what they do, because ours were like that.
Maybe they cut corners on us?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, anyway, we had the boy all day. And when we walked him in the afternoon, it was 100 degrees.
Ugh.
99 degrees, almost 100.
He could care less, though. That boy
he's
just
loving
wants
it.
To be out and about.
I was sweating.
Push him around in a stroller, and he's happy.
The dog was with us. She was shedding, sweating and shedding. And it was fine.
But it was good, though. It was fun. It was a lovely day.
What? Sorry. What was I going to say? My birthday's next week.
What?
What should we do? What are we doing?
For your birthday.
Because, you know, not only are we still in pandemic town, it's also getting worse.
down.
We're actually back to getting worse again. So,
and we're not going to go anywhere.
We're not going to go do anything big. And no. Nor do I need that, because I don't care. It's a number. Big yeah. whoop-de-doo. No, I don't like getting
you've
older.
You've never been huge on stressing over your birthday. You've never been like, birthdays well, can we better bite make me. It big.
They can bite me right in the melted cheese.
All right.
Not into it. However, I know it matters to you guys, so do you want to do anything?
I don't know. The kids wanted to go camping, and now we're like, that's not a good idea with the numbers.
So many people up there. Yep. Plus, I don't want to sleep on the dirt, and I know you got me a thing.
On the dirt?
You got me a, what do you call it, a mattress thing.
I did get you an air mattress, your very own, so you don't have to share it with me, where if I roll over, you bounce all over the place.
In my experience, air mattresses, in my experience, they should be spelled E-R-R-O-R mattresses, error mattresses, because they always leak, they always get floppy in the night, and before you know it, it's 2 a.m.,
and you're your on head the is, ground.
Yes.
Okay, that did happen to us once.
Oh, that sucked.
It was so bad because we also were sunburned the morning before.
Yeah.
So the day before, we went on a boat. We were camping on the campground right on the beach.
Where was this? Which one was it?
Jordanelle.
Oh, yeah.
The Jordanelle one.
Yeah.
So nice out there. It's a beautiful kind of reservoir. It's not a lake or anything. It's a reservoir up in up by Park City in Utah. And we got so excited about being out in the sun and on the boat and on the beach, we got fried.
You got browned. I got fried.
Well, that day, I was fried because that night when the mattress decided to be about 1 inch off the ground, if you were on the highest part of that stupid mattress,
it was going with like
You'd lay on I'd lay on my back and I was like dying because of my sunburn. And then I would lay on my stomach and then I was dying because I was laying flat on the ground.
Yeah.
And my shoulders hurt so bad because they were so fried. It was the worst.
It was a very, really bad night.
It was enough to make Scott never want to go camping.
I don't like it. I've never liked it, really. I liked it as a kid when we go to Lake Powell, but we had a houseboat for most of that.
And your mom did all the work.
And my mom did all the work.
Yep.
Or my dad with the boat. He did all the boat work. I don't want to do any of that. That's not fun to me.
That's not your thing.
No.
So I don't think we're going to go camping.
Instead, I just want
to... I think we've told the children... You guys can go camping when you want to, but we're probably not going to make it a family event this year.
That's a good idea. But next week, if I can just see them for like a meal or something.
I am thinking, though, one day it would be fun to rent a driving camper.
What's that?
Not one you
Oh, like have a to hook motorhome. Your, like a motorhome.
Like a motorhome, but they're smaller than a big motorhome.
They are?
Yeah, they have campers that you drive that have their own motor.
That's a motorhome.
No, the motorhomes you're thinking of is huge.
No, they probably just have a different size of motorhome.
They're more of a camping van, a camper van. You can rent a camper van.
A camper van?
Yes.
Camper van Beethoven is a band.
Camper van that has a bed in it for you to sleep in so that you feel like you actually got a night's sleep.
I'm just saying, if we get a camper van, we are playing camper van Beethoven.
Sounds awesome. Let's do it.
In the car on, you know, Spotify or whatever. Okay, so... I could be You're down funny. With that. Where could I sleep in that?
Yes.
And what, is it just enough room for me and you?
It's just enough room for the two of us. Yeah, the kids would have to still camp it. And they're fine to do that.
It sounds like fun in general. Well, is it just the size of a van?
It's the size of a van. Enclosed. So I don't want to rent a truck because, yes, you can put a mattress in the back of a truck and you can sleep under the stars. But if it happens to rain on you in the middle of the night,
you're
kind of screwed.
Where do you poo-poo?
A lot of the campers have a toilet
in it. This van does?
Some of them.
Wow.
Depends on which one you rent.
Is it like right up by your head when you're trying to sleep and someone's up there doing their constitutional? Yes. Jeez, honey. It's usually me with the fart noises. Look
I
at
know,
this.
I know.
Okay, so.
You've grown on me.
Okay, but even if not, you could just do regular camp.
You
problems
could do
there.
Regular camp problems. Nice. Yeah. That's one way to look at it.
But I have always thought it would be kind of fun. My grandparents did this. My one set of grandparents.
Yes.
They had a giant trailer. I don't want that. But
they
like
were
just
camper people, though. They were like...
They travel for a year.
They had their... what's the campground thing? The KOA. They had a KOA pass. And they would go to all
what
the KOAs.
What does KOA mean?
I'm not sure.
Kombucha.
But they had a KOA membership because we visited them once when they were out and about at one of them. Or your grandma, anyway.
Kombucha Oreo availability.
Sounds like it.
Anyway, so they did that, and that was kind of cool. And so I always thought, wouldn't it be fun, just why don't we just get one of these vans you're talking about someday? I don't know how. Right now it's impossible because everything's like ridiculously expensive, or they rent them.
Well, but maybe that's the thing we get. Everyone wants to camp. No one wants to stay in a hotel.
Right. Nobody wants to go in hotels.
But honestly, for the cost of that, I'm a hotel gal.
I am too, but I kind of like the idea of like, we could just go cool places in that van.
Like, yes, but do you want
there are places in Wyoming, there's places in Idaho, there's places in Arizona and Nevada and all around us that are amazing.
But I really love the hotels in those Utah for that matter.
Yeah, that's true.
So Scott said it, he's a hotel gal too.
I have always been a hotel gal. I don't have a problem admitting that. It's just not my jam. I'm not a roughing it kind of person. It makes me a bit of a puss, but I've come to grips with it. It does a little.
It does not.
Yeah, because there's a sense that if you're a real man, you go out there and you roll up your stuff and you go.
You roll up your sleeves.
Yeah. You fish for your own fish, kill your own meat.
Have you seen that Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, that's a good one. Reed's Diarrhea. I love that one because they ate mushrooms or something, right?
The worst thing you can do is overcooked trout, he says.
Yeah.
As he's got.
Oh, diarrhea. Yeah, and that's what it was. He undercooked it, and then they all got diarrhea. He got diarrhea.
He's the only one that ate it.
Yeah.
That's how I would be.
That was a really funny episode. So.
That was a great episode.
I am kind of Bob. It reminds me of
that. You're kind of Bob.
And you're kind of Linda with the positive attitude, and let's make this work.
Let's go.
And
all right.
And the kids are kind of our kids.
They kind of are.
Nick is a little like Gene, but it's almost like they're all versions of Carter. Think about it. She's got a little bit of Tina in her.
It's true.
A little bit of Louise funny. And a little bit of Jean.
It's true.
She's right. An amalgam of all of those. Although Taylor's a little Louise-ish too.
Oh,
I wouldn't call her Tina at all. Although she was more boy crazy in school like Tina.
It wasn't all about butts though. No making out or touching butts.
That was our rule.
That was the rule.
That was definitely our rule. But anyway, I don't know. Maybe one day. Maybe that's a thing.
Maybe that's a thing.
Because if we're looking down the barrel of a new life where there's just...
The
ideas of neck and neck concert going and being in giant lines together, if that's all not going to be a thing anymore... And listen, some people are listening to this going, oh, knock it off. One day this
will
be...
Whatever.
Maybe. Yeah. If this mutates and we get new versions of it...
This may change
everything. I mean, you know, one day, maybe the vaccine happens. Maybe one day herd immunity catches up. But you know what? It didn't happen in 1919 for the 1918 people.
No, it took a while. And I also feel like you have a lot of people who are greatly pushing against anything to do with trying to fix this.
They don't like to be told what to do.
They don't like to be told what to do.
Even if they're not even being told what to do, they're just being told what will help people. And that's enough for them to go.
Tell me what to do. If you're one of those people, great. You can be those people. But I don't
think stay away from me.
Fake. I don't think that it's going to just disappear.
Well, of course it isn't. It's even dumb to say I don't think it's fake. Of course it isn't fake.
Of course.
I'm not saying you're dumb. What?
Maybe this is part of the party. I don't know. Someone's just honking down our street.
Okay, hold on. What are they doing?
That might be part of that.
Was there a dog there or something?
No.
Oh, they're honking at him to say, hey, we're here. Finally, the fun people are here. The ones that are not afraid to push their horn. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know what? I'm just annoyed with everyone, though, right now.
Time. Don't be annoyed
except
with
you
everyone.
And my own kids. That's it. Everyone else kind of annoyed. Well, that's not true. I have some co-hosts I like and all that.
I was going to say, you have lots of people that you get
good people in our community.
Really.
It's true. All of that's true. I'm being way hyperbole here. Hyperbolous.
Hyperbolic.
I'm being hyperbolic.
There you go.
Not hyperbolous.
Hyperbolous. Scott Johnson, it the sounds hyperbolist.
Like a private part. Sir, what's the matter?
Oh,
my hyperbolous is really, it's itching still. I don't know what's gone wrong.
Oh my God.
Does this hyperbolous look infected to you? Anyway.
You're being hyperbolic, yes.
Okay, so I know that there's a lot there, but on the whole, though, if I'm just like, bumping into somebody,
like people on the street.
I'm annoyed.
Or the fact that yesterday, we've become one of the states that has made. Let me start over. We've become one of the counties that's decided to, across Salt Lake County, wear masks indoors.
Yeah.
So I go into outside stores.
And remember, keep in mind, back in March, Salt Lake County was a prime example of what to do right. Like, early on, we did good.
Yes.
In cities like ours around the country, we were rocking it. And then we let it slip.
Let it slip.
We didn't. We kept doing what we were supposed to do. But stuff, and then people are going to go, yeah, you sheep. You follow the rules.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody, keep your emails to yourselves. What I mean is, we were smart about it. People wore masks. People took care of each other. They did the right thing, and it worked.
We were trying really hard to make it.
We could be on the other side of this if it wasn't for how stupid everything is.
I went to the store yesterday because we just needed some regular groceries, and I don't go to the store very often, but I go when we need it, and, you know, it's one of those days. I went to two different stores, and in each of those stores, there was one person in each of those stores that was not wearing a mask. And I just kind of looked around at everybody like, what are we doing?
Dogpiler.
What are we doing here? What's going on?
Well, you're not going to, see, here's the
but
thing.
But I also wasn't going to walk up to them.
You're not one of those people,
say,
right? You're not going to go shame somebody.
Did you forget your mask? I brought an extra one.
Do you keep extras with you?
I do. I always do. I have four in my purse.
When I pull a mask out of my shorts or my pocket, it looks like a pair of black panties.
Every time it looks like.
It looks like I'm pulling out somebody's panties.
Like,
look, I got these out of the drawer of some sorority girl or whatever.
Ew, what is your problem?
Look, I've seen Revenge of the Nerds. Where have you been?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I was just
where were you in 1983 or 4, whatever it was?
I was surprised to see that some people just aren't going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm a little annoyed by that. And I know I shouldn't. I'm not trying to be pointing fingers at, because I'm not naming names. One of them I knew, and I'm still not naming names. Yeah. But I was a little surprised to see, it felt like arrogance. Like,
well, because it kind of is.
And maybe she forgot her mask.
Yeah, there may be a whole story you don't know about.
He or she forgot their mask.
Yeah, he or she. Could have been a guy. Could have been a guy.
But at the same time, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe him if they said it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. So I just feel like.
That's why I'm saying I'm just avoiding.
Everybody, kind of avoiding people.
It's like, hey, you want to come hang out and have a socially distant fart over at the lake?
Oh,
and I'm like,
hello.
I don't know.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't feel like being around you right now. So anyway,
I don't feel like
I'm trying not to be a grumpy cuss about it, but I just feel like we could be further down the road, and as a nation, we're failing ourselves.
If you're one of the people that chooses not to, that is your choice. But if we were all to choose to get together and do this together and put an end to it, can you imagine what summer would be like?
But honey, you're handing over your freedoms. You're just giving up and letting them control you.
Once again, some of the people listening might be one of those people, so stop it.
Why? If I offend them, I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
Not that
worried.
Okay. Well, if anyone actually thinks that, do I want them listening?
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on. Anyway, part of me is tempted to go over to that party in my scuzzy shorts and t-shirt and just knock on the door and go, what's going on over here?
And pull your thong out of your pocket?
And pull my thong out. I'm wearing thongs. We used to call these thongs, you know.
I know. They're flip-flops.
They're flip-flops now. The world
now
changed.
Now you have to call them flip-flops.
And that cancel culture.
Politically correct.
Also, I'm so sick of that word. Not politically correct. I'm sick of the word cancel, or the term cancel culture. I hate it.
Cancel culture?
I was talking about this on Twitter earlier. You haven't heard that a lot?
No.
Because you're not on social media. And that's the other thing. It's mostly a social media term.
I am very happy not to be on social media.
I know. I don't blame you. I mean, there are times
I check in, or I post a picture of my tomatoes yesterday, and all these people are, you know, talking to me about it, and I'm like, I hope you guys aren't offended that I'm not talking back.
This is how I keep in touch with a lot of my peeps.
You have to.
Right.
I don't.
Right. So you're lucky I'm not. But the point is that it occurred to me today that I don't think anything's actually ever been canceled by this so-called cancel culture. There have been some people who were called out for horrible behavior and then fired from places they worked.
Yes.
But I don't think that counts. That's just justice.
I think you're correct there.
So what got canceled? Like, I know some of you get mad. Like, right now people are mad because the bean guy said a bunch of favorable Trump stuff, so everyone wants to boycott those beans. Okay. It's not, you know, the beans aren't going away. You're not going to cancel the beans.
Pick a different brand of beans. That's fine.
Well, I'm saying boycotting and doing that, expressing that is fine. I'm not bagging on that. I'm saying you're not going to cancel it. So let's stop calling it cancel culture. There's no canceling of it.
They think they're going to cancel the beans?
Yeah, in the same way that it goes on, this happens on both sides of the freaking ridiculous, stupid political system we have. So it's like, hey, so-and-so said something favorable to Trump. Can't boycott his stuff. And then if something happens on the other side, somebody said something favorable about, I don't know, the Clintons or something. Boycott their stuff. This happens all the time. Do you remember the Keurig thing?
No.
Everybody was burning their Keurigs.
Excuse me?
Yeah, what was the deal? I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
What is that going to do for
anybody? Or smashing it or something.
I'm sorry, but all you're going to do is be out of coffee.
Yeah, and if you do, if you throw out your beans, you're not going to have any beans. Hang on to your beans. Hang on to your coffee.
That's stupid.
Because, hold on.
Because, okay, but let me just say this. If you've already bought the beans or the Keurig machine, they already got your money. They're done already. You already own it. You're not going to send it back and have them go, never mind.
But people like
my money back.
But the idea is that you wouldn't buy more beans.
That's fine.
Or you'd stop buying more Keurig cups, you know?
Come on.
Or people would stop going to, what are the food examples?
Keurig cups?
Okay, here's your examples. Okay. On the one end, you got Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Those guys are liberal as tree-hugging as you can get.
Okay. What about them?
If somebody says boycott those guys, there's no way Ben and Jerry's goes under. The same thing is if somebody says
a comfort food.
Well, hold on. The same thing's true on the other side of Chick-fil-A, which is known to be a very conservative owner. Well, the owners, the original founder owner people, and they donate money to some semi-sketchy sort of anti-gay stuff. Or they did, or they don't. They didn't, and now they do again, or something like that. Anyway, okay. So there was a huge call back then. No more Chick-fil-A. And my thing at the time was, no, I get it. Vote with your wallet. Like, if you really feel strong about a thing, go ahead and not do it, and not spend your money where you don't want to. Absolutely, make that choice.
I agree with that.
But I think most things are more nuanced than that. For example, it's not just the tasty, tasty chicken. It's a local franchise run by a family that has nothing to do with those owners.
Right.
I don't want to screw those people because that
nice
guy's a
lady
jackass.
That owns ours, by the way.
Yeah, she's very nice. She's super nice. I would feel really bad about boycotting her place. Yes. Same thing goes
especially
for the beans.
She didn't have anything to do with that.
There are people who make those beans. There are people who work in the food processing plants that help get those beans where they need to go.
Their jobs.
Yeah, why do I want to? Like, it's always more complicated than the simple
always going to be more complicated.
Tweet or Facebook post that just says, I can't believe it. Boycott the beans. I don't know. I added a fart sound for no reason.
For no reason.
It didn't help at all. Didn't help my argument. Probably would have got me laughed out of court.
Probably would have gotten you laughed out of court.
Anyway, Heart of Dixie. Can we talk about that for a second?
Why?
Kim likes a show.
Why are you making fun of mine?
I'm not making fun. She watches a show.
Feels like it.
Called The Heart of Dixie or Heart of Dixie.
Heart
not the.
Of.
There's no the. And it's spelled H-A-R-T because that's her name, Zoe Hart. She's a doctor, quote unquote. Yeah, what'd she get her license at 19?
And let me just say, it is not a Hallmark show.
It feels like raw.
It's not as clean as a Hallmark.
Well, that's true. People are having sex all the time. But it does feel like somebody took a nugget from Hallmark and said, can we borrow your nugget? And they said, sure. And they went and took that nugget and they microwaved the nugget and like petted the nugget.
Oh, my.
And then rubbed the nugget all over themselves.
That's not sounding good at all.
And then they made a show called Heart of Dixie, which is basically just from that protozoic starter kit or whatever.
Protozoe.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, her name's Zoe.
Yeah. That's why I said it.
I try to like it. I just have such a hard time. And
you have a hard time with any of
it. And a lot of people like it. I've heard from a whole bunch of people who are like, your wife's right. That show's great. I love it. I wish it was still on.
But I will say there are some shows that you watch I can't get into because they're too...
They're too weird.
Stressful right
now.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't watch Devs.
No.
You could, but... And you really should, but you won't.
I won't.
And I don't blame you.
And maybe that one wouldn't be, but there's a few shows that you watch that I can't because...
Oh, you'd hate Devs.
They stress me out.
Devs would stress you out. So, like, Mr. Robot stressed you out, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Not, I liked Mr. Robot, though, enough.
Okay, well, Devs is like that, but maybe even a little. It's only 8 episodes ever, so it's a shorter thing, and it's just a little more intense every episode, I guess.
But you told me I probably wouldn't
probably
like it
not.
Because it would. I just. There's
like,
a lot
I want you to watch all
right
the
now.
Fargo seasons, because I'd watch those again, but they stress you out.
A little, there's a little more.
Because it's a little crimey, you don't want Breaking Bad, you don't
want
any of that.
Something I don't have to think a lot about. I know that's terrible, probably.
It's not
for
terrible,
a lot of people,
no.
They're like, well, you should watch something that,
dude,
you have to
I
think
get
about,
it. Sometimes you just need your comfort food. I totally
need
get it.
Comfort food.
And for me, that's like Bob's Burgers or King of the Hill or
watch that a lot.
Something dumb and, you know, just a funny cartoon or whatever. That's what I like. So I feel you, but sometimes I just need
more
meat on the bone.
More meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Heart of Dixie.
Your story.
Heart of Dixie is cotton candy on the bone.
It's cotton candy. But that's what I like about it. I don't have to worry that anyone's going to die or...
Right. They're also in this little town in Alabama that somehow protected itself for decades and decades, hundreds of years from the horrible racism that occurred in that state back in the day. And somehow they're just... It's nothing. It's all good. It's
fine.
Oh, yeah. It's like nothing ever happened.
Look, it does also remind me a little bit of home.
I know. There's a little Southern...
There's a lot of Southern drawl that I will watch it, and then they all make fun of me because they say, oh, well, she's been watching the show. I can hear it.
Plus, it's kind of where a lot of character actors went to die, it feels like. Like, once in a while, I'll see one and go, oh, what's he... Like, the guy that played Powell. The guy that played Sergeant Powell in Die Hard is in it. He runs around with a hat and blogs with people and does podcasts. You know the one I'm talking about. He's from Die Hard.
I know. It's true.
Welcome to the party, pal. He's the guy... He's the pal. Downstairs.
It's true.
In the cop car.
You're right.
Anyway.
It is a lot of... It's fluffy, and I like it because it's fluffy. So
I get
thank you for everyone for defending it.
Everyone did. Nobody was on my side.
No one's on your side.
I mean, I know there are husbands right now who are nodding quietly.
Who are going...
That are like, yeah, kind of rather be watching anything but this, but okay.
But we're going to watch it because it's your night
anyway.
To pick the show.
Okay, there's some people walking. Who are they? What's their deal?
I don't know.
What do you think that's about?
I think that might be the couple that lives on the corner, or that... One of their moms lives on the corner.
Oh, the Vietnam family.
No.
Oh, the Polynesian family.
No.
Oh. Well, those...
You don't know all the people in the neighborhood, do you?
Well, those two guys are Asian.
No, I don't...
They're not? I grew up with Koreans.
I'm sorry.
I don't have my glasses on.
Not that you grew up with Koreans, but that you're wrong about that. I'm so sorry.
What are the dogs barking
correct.
At?
Correct.
Do you hear the dogs?
That's not our dogs.
Oh. Holy crap. What is wrong with us?
I don't know. It's us.
Me. What is wrong with me? All right.
Oh,
while I got you here,
that's funny.
A quick question from a listener, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on.
What can I do for you?
Let me find it. Where'd it go? Here it is. Skim question. This is from Natasha. That's cool.
Okay.
She's Russian. I don't know if she is. She says this. Subject for the Skim Show, nightmares. My son has been going through a nightmare phase. He watched a scary YouTube video, and now he's scared to go to bed. We actually talked about this with Wendy once as well, but thought it would be good for you and I to maybe tackle as well. I feel I've tried everything. I've talked to him about what's going on and encourage him. I've tried using lavender-scented wax melts, having him take a lavender-scented bath, and closing the closet doors. I tried telling him to picture the Avengers. Must love the Avengers, which is cool.
I like that.
And have what is scaring him be locked in a jail to imagine the scary thing looking funny or having a funny voice. He has to listen to stories to fall asleep, and he has to use a nightlight. His dad has talked to him and told him, hey, we got another loud, my wiener is so small, I bought this giant truck going on over here. Check it out, everybody. Go ahead, rev it up. Yep. There you go. I'm convinced your...
It was a Camaro.
Your micro penis is safe with me. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Where was I? Oh. Had to listen to... His dad has talked to him and told him to wear a shirt that is his favorite that makes him feel strong and confident in bed. Things have gotten better, but we're wondering if any of your kids had something like this and what we could do to help them. Thanks. Okay, Natasha. Not only did we have this happen... Oh, hold on. I got to get back to the recorder. Taylor had full-on night terrors.
She did.
And
she was little at the time.
She was, what, four? Five, maybe?
I don't even know if she was that old.
Eh.
She was pretty young.
Okay.
Because maybe. She would wake up... Okay, so let me think of that. She was probably three or four. Yeah, you're...
Wake up in the middle of the night, sit up in bed, sometimes
screaming.
Stand, screaming and staring through us. We'd run in there, go, honey, 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 whatever, whatever, and she couldn't see us. She just looked through us.
Like... a nightmare, but we couldn't wake her up from it.
Yeah, it took us a while. We finally did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd talk her down and everything would be okay. But she had these for a long time. She also had a thing with weather. Thunder, big clouds.
Yes. she would lightning. She'd lose it. Whenever we have a bad storm.
Yeah, she really had. She had a fear of storms. She doesn't have that anymore.
Hard for her to go to bed, things like that.
She doesn't have it now. Is that because she had that? Her one of her best friends in high school's name was Storm. His name is Storm Champagne, by the way. Can you believe that?
Love that kid.
Storm Champagne. Anyway, the point is. So
she did have. We did have one with that. The other two never really dealt with that.
They never got scared like that. No.
But it was a long.
Oh no, haul. Nick would have nightmares, but you know what he'd do?
Well, he'd have.
He'd get up in the middle of the night and brush his teeth, and we'd say, "Nick, what's the matter? I'm brushing my teeth so I don't have nightmares." And what it turned out to be is you told him once, if you brush your teeth at night, you'll have less nightmares. You'll have good dreams. You'll have good dreams, what you said. He took your word for it and would get up and brush his teeth in the middle of the night. That was some Santa Claus BS right there.
I think that he would have a bad dream and wake up and run and brush his teeth.
Yeah, because he thought, oh, I must not have brushed them good enough the night before. I better get more in there. I think we may have done him a slight disservice with that. But anyway, he's fine now. Everybody turned out okay.
Everyone turned out okay.
But yeah,
that is a lot.
She really pressure. Struggled with it. So,
pressure on moms, though, I feel like it was really hard to figure out what worked for her.
Yeah.
And I think that the same thing doesn't always work for everyone.
Right. That's absolutely true. So, the dad thing reminded me of when I was a little kid. I've told the story on other shows, so forgive me if you've heard this, but I had a string. I was probably 6 or 7, or I don't know what, but I remember it so vividly. Every night for about 7 nights, this horrible creature would come trudging down the hallway to my room. Trudging's not a word. Trudging.
You would dream about this monster.
I would dream, but I thought I was awake.
Yeah.
And I would go to bed, and I would close my eyes, and then I would hear, gish, 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 horrible sound. And then kablam, the door would kick open, and there'd be this horrible monster that would just jump on me in the darkness, and I'd wake up screaming. And this happened 7 days in a row. And I was losing it. My parents come running down. What's the matter? What's the matter? Well, finally, one day, my dad sat me down before bed and said, I want you to imagine, as you're falling asleep, just look around your room and imagine like a garden. Like, this is the most beautiful, amazing, green garden you've ever seen. And just try that tonight. See what happens. And so that's what I did. That night, and I remember this so vividly, I could see vines growing. And I don't even know how asleep I was. I don't know. I must have been
probably
asleep.
Probably not very awake
but,
for all of this.
But lucid enough to know that I was taking my dad's advice. And I saw green growing and flowers blooming out of furniture in the room. And then the door being, you know, vines wrapping around the edges of the door. And just this amazing growth, like the Genesis device in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And it was amazing, right? Just filling the room with all this stuff. And then I hear the sound. Kaboosh, 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 kaboosh. And then, bam, kicks open the door again. And instead of roaring and jumping on me and smothering me to wake up, he stops at the door, this thing that doesn't even really have a face. It's just a big, dark thing. Looks around the room, stops, and then just cries. Starts crying. Like, overwhelmed with the beauty of the place, I assume.
I love that story.
I never had a nightmare about it again.
Love
that story. And the part I haven't told a lot about in the past is how that monster took the form of a bird in Lake Powell. And I named him Peter. And I had a little imaginary friend named Peter for a long time until his wing healed and he flew away. And I remember on the way back from when he flew away in Lake Powell feeling like, I've done it. Not only did I beat the beast, but I had made him a friend, and now my friend has been. He must go on. And then that same day in the boat, my mom and my aunt Susan had a fight, and she threw a can of Coke at my mom. So I remember that.
That's something to remember.
They were so mad at each other. And my dad and Uncle Joel were just like, "Oh my gosh, dude!"
Here we go.
But I was fine because I was like, "My bird made it. I'm good."
But I think the coolest part about the story is the fact that your dad told you how to do that, but also that you ended up with an imaginary friend that was able to fly away. I mean, like, that's
so good.
You.
And it worked.
That was so you because your imagination was way up here to 10.
It was.
As a kid.
But my dad knew what to say. And what I'm saying to Natasha is you guys will know what to say.
Yeah.
You just got to kind of work on it. Now, it's been a while since you sent this email. It may be all resolved by now. But if not, I guarantee there are parents who are hearing this who have got kids who have their little dreams and their nightmares, especially now when they don't understand what's going on and they see something weird on the news and go, Dad, what's that about? It's just, this must be like the worst time for that.
Yes.
And I've heard from some parents that it is. So,
because for the most part, parents don't even have an answer. I don't have an answer. Whenever people go, can you believe all the stuff going on right now? And I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah,
it's never been like this before. We've never seen pandemic plus we had the earthquake plus just all the political unrest and everything happening all at one time. I'm sure there's a lot of kids that feel really uneasy about everything because I know the parents do.
Yeah, because they feed off of that.
I do. I have a hard time going to sleep some nights just because...
I slept terrible last night for that same reason.
I can't shut it off because there's nothing to shut off. It's actually happening. It's not a bad dream. It's not my imagination. All this BS is happening around us.
This BS. You almost swore.
Well, I didn't.
I know. keeping it PG.
And
anyway.
I don't know. I hope that helps because...
I think it helps. I hope it helps.
Looking.
You obviously care enough to be asking around this question. Obviously, you care about how he's doing at night. I think you'd be surprised how much that stuff helps. That Avenger stuff, that's awesome.
Love it.
For me, it was Star Wars stuff when I was 8, and something would scare me. And, I'd think about Star Wars stuff. Like, whatever. Like, whatever it takes, and whatever he loves. Nobody loves things more purely than a little kid.
It's true.
And it doesn't matter what it is. If they come to you and go, I love Scooby-Doo and that's all I love, you should take that seriously. Because that's great.
Yeah.
He's found his thing, right?
Yes.
And that'll change and evolve. And sometimes it, like little girls love ponies until they don't. Little boys love army men until they don't. I'm not trying to be too gender specific here, but I am anyway.
I hope that helps because I know that has got to be a rough... It's got to be rough on mom and dad to not know exactly what the right thing to tell
them. Yeah. So good luck with that.
But you'll come up with the right thing because you know him.
Now, here's the deal. If you send an email to scott@frogpants.com or if you go to the website frogpants.com/skim, there's a form right there you can send your messages to. And we'll answer them on the show.
We will do our darndest to find the answer for you.
Yep. And we're trying not to have too much space between shows. It's mostly my fault.
I'm sorry.
I'm just
everyone.
Busy. And also, I don't know. I feel like we have to, every time you and I sit down and do this, it forces us to have to talk about the hard stuff in life a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas when we started the show, we were blissfully unaware. Blissfully unaware of all of it.
Kidding.
So, anyway, we'll keep doing it if you guys keep listening. And again, if you got any questions, go to the site, frogpants.com/skim, support us.
We'd love to hear about what's going on with people because it makes it all feel real.
Yep. And if some people have asked, how can I help support the show and stuff, you can do that at the Frog Pants Patreon, which is at patreon.com/frogpants, if you so desire. All right, Kim, any final words before we say goodbye for yet another undisclosed amount of time?
We are going to try to make this more timely.
Maybe we'll be out on the porch more. That's what we need.
Well, it's the only thing we can do. This is our date night, people.
Yeah.
We're sitting on the front porch watching people go to a party for our date night.
Yep. They're going to their COVID party. We're chilling on the porch.
We're chilling on the porch.
Eating salads and
doing our
low-calorie soda.
Damnedest to be healthy.
Yeah. Doing our best. All right. So that was it? That's your thing?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Stay safe and stay safe. Okay? Bye. Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.